Terry Miller. Terry is the assistant plant manager for General Motors and the Grand River Assembly Plant. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
Thanks for being with us. We're pretty amped and geeked about the Cadillac ATS being built here. It's going to be more jobs, and it's very cool that it's here in Lansing.
Yeah, I think the sentiment is shared amongst the folks here that work at the plant. Obviously, the tremendous tradition of making world-class products here at the plant. And here we go. We get another opportunity to do more of the same. So it's a great time for us.
All right. The 2013 Cadillac ATS will debut in the summer of 2012. Tell us about the vehicle, what it looks like, why it's so sweet, and when production will start.
Well, you know, we revealed the product at the Detroit Auto Show, and obviously, you know, it's a beautiful product, sleek design, obviously with a beautiful European flair to it as well. It's a driving car. You may have seen that it's been tested at the Nuremberg Ring in Germany, and so it's a real fun to drive, nimble, quick. Very light, 3,400 pounds base weight for the base model. So a real, real fun vehicle. And our plan at the moment is to start production of this vehicle in late summer of this year.
All right. Now, the car is an interesting vehicle because it's a global relevant entry into the luxury segment. It's a compact luxury. And is it a rear-wheel drive vehicle?
Well, we're fortunate in that we're going to do both. So you can have an option of just rear-wheel drive, or you can have an option of all-wheel drive for the Michigan winters. So we'll be offering both drivetrains.
You don't hear that much about drivetrains with that provide rear-wheel drive. Why are they offering both?
Well, I think this vehicle is aimed at a global market, and we're selling this vehicle around the world. And I think, given the different driving conditions and driving preferences that we're going to appeal to, I think we can kind of, appeal to a large audience out there with both drivetrains. And I'm terribly excited about it. A lot of people obviously, drive in, snow conditions and, conditions that are favorable for all-wheel drive. And so we'll offer that. So we're very excited about it.
How many more jobs will this provide?
We expect to come in somewhere around the 600 mark. Obviously, it's still subject to some planning and final organization, but about 600 jobs will be added here to the Lansing Grand River plant.
So after you do that, how many shifts and how many folks will be working at the Grand River Assembly Plant?
Well, we currently have about 970 employees today working on a single shift. And when we do start production of the ATS later this year, we'll go on to a two-shift pattern, and we'll be making vehicles on two shifts. So it's a really good time for us.
Well, Terry, I got to imagine as the assistant plant manager that not only adding jobs must feel good, but there's a lot of work involved in retooling, but it must be pretty cool to be working on and with a new vehicle.
Yeah, I think that's a good comment, Tony. I mean, I think it adds, to the excitement that exists in the plant. I mean, we love to come in and make Cadillacs every day. I mean, it's a great thing to be doing. But then when, as you say, we're retooling the plant, we're doing all the planning, the organizing, upgrading the facilities to make the new ATS, getting ready to hire extra people. And there is a sense of a real buzz inside the plant. And, of course, it's securing the future of what's going on here. And I think the employees, who are going above and beyond to make sure this is a success, really appreciate the opportunity to make yet another world-class Cadillac. So it is a very, very exciting time to be here.
And we've been talking with Terry Miller, who's the Lansing Grand River Assistant Plant Manager. Terry, thanks so much. Have fun building that new car, and we'll talk with you soon.
Hey, thanks again. Have a great day.